by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 22nd of April, 2007. It's the birthday of the novelist Paula Fox, born in New York City, 1923. Her parents were bohemians, her father an alcoholic screenwriter, her mother a Cuban refugee. Neither of them knew how to care for a child, had no interest in being parents, abandoned the girl time and time again. But instead of being angry at her parents, the girl thought of them as exotic, as magical creatures appearing and then disappearing. She wrote about seeing them once on the deck of a ship when they came back from Europe to visit. She said, "It had been years since I'd seen them. They were as handsome as movie stars. Smoke trailed like a festive streamer from the cigarette my mother held between two fingers of her right hand. When she realized we'd spotted her, she waved once, and her head was momentarily wreathed in smoke." Paula Fox was married. She started teaching elementary school. She started writing fiction, and she immediately found success with children's books. She won the Newbery Medal for The Slave Dancer, 1974, but she also published six short novels for adults, including Desperate Characters, about a couple of middle-aged intellectuals living in a New York City neighborhood that's on the decline. Desperate Characters got good reviews when it came out, did not sell well, went out of print. But in 1991, the novelist Jonathan Franzen came across a copy of Desperate Characters and was so impressed he started lobbying publishing houses to republish it. It finally came out again in 1999. Critics called it a masterpiece, and eventually all of Paula Fox's novels for adults were reissued, including Poor George and The Widow's Children. It's the birthday of Henry Fielding, born in Somerset, England, 1707, one of the first great novelists to write in English. His books included Joseph Andrews, Amelia, and his great masterpiece, Tom Jones. Fielding became a novelist because he knew that none of his plays would ever be approved for performance by the government. He had gone over the line with some of his jokes. It's the birthday of the novelist Ole Edvard Rolvag, born in Helgeland, Norway, in 1876. Came to America at the age of 20, had almost no money, no prospects, spoke very little English, made his way to South Dakota, worked on a farm for 3 years, got his degree from St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota, and went on to write his famous novels about the experiences of Norwegian immigrants in the Midwest, including Giants in the Earth, published in 1927. And it's the birthday of the philosopher Immanuel Kant, born in Königsberg, Germany, in 1724, author of Critique of Pure Reason in 1781, who argued that we cannot know anything outside of the realms of mathematics and science. Immanuel Kant, who never traveled more than 100 miles from his hometown and held to a very strict daily routine. It was said that the people of Königsberg set their watches by his walks around town in the afternoon. Here's a poem for today by Kevin Fitzpatrick, entitled Bicycle Spring. Windy, sunny, and Sunday, the afternoon of your father's promise, you will learn to ride your bike. Your father, breathing hard, pushes, runs at your side, one hand on the handlebars, the other firm on the seat, launching you like a glider to soar long seconds before wobbling to crash in the soft green field, until you know how to ride, suddenly, except for the brakes, and your father suddenly is a speck, waving, way behind, as you pedal toward strange sights in blocks where he has forbidden you to walk. Bicycle Spring, poem by Kevin Fitzpatrick, from his collection Down on the Corner, published by Midwest Villages and Voices and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.